We present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Andre Melle in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much. Hello, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And once again, we have these four experienced people who enjoy this verbal battle of wits, Just a Minute. And I'm once again going to ask them if they can speak for just a minute on some unlikely subject without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject. And according to how well they do it, they will gain points or lose points to their opponents. That's how we play, and we begin the show this week with Andre Melle. Andre, the subject is jazz. Can you talk to us for 60 seconds on jazz starting now?
Jazz originated in America. It was born in the Negro spiritual and the work songs of the prisons.
Kenneth Williams'
deviation.
Why?
Because it couldn't have been born. Birth is nativity and all the rest of it, and creation a human activity, and of course this is not an activity.
Well, actually, I've heard people in talking about the creation of something other than a human
birth. Well, I don't care about that. I'm not interested in what you've heard.
I know you're not interested, but I should have the subject, I think, don't you? I definitely think you should have the subject.
Thank you very much.
But I would like you to get it. I'd like you to get it legitimately. And I don't think that. And I'm sure you would like to get it legitimately.
Oh, I don't mind illegitimacy at all. I don't mind it at all.
Well, all right. I'm afraid I disagree with your challenge, Kenneth. So that means Andre gets a point for a wrong challenge. She keeps the subject. And 51 seconds left for jazz, starting now.
It then moved to the towns like New Orleans and was found in the honky tonks.
Clement Freud challenge. Why?
Deviation.
Why?
There are no towns like New Orleans.
You have a point for a clever challenge. It was not devious. Andre, you keep the subject jazz. 47 seconds left, starting now.
And brothels. Bessie Smith was one of the great exponents of blues, the classic form of jazz. Later, Billie Holiday, for example, was a more sophisticated...
Kenneth Williams, your challenge.
Oh, I have a hesitation there.
Yes. You could have had for a deviation, a more sophisticated... I don't know what that's got to... Kenneth, I agree with your challenge. You gain a point and you take the subject over. There are 35 seconds for jazz starting now.
Its authentic quality was supposedly its involuntary nature. The fact that these people could sit at a piano or with a trumpet, come out with these sounds which were impromptu. That is to say, there was not a score. There was not a formal... Oh, I think it's a nerve, you know. I really do.
Yes.
I was throbbing with it, I was. I was concentrating there.
Right at the beginning of the programme, Andre was throbbing with it and you came in with a challenge.
Yes, well, she's woman's lib. I'm anti.
Well, the women's lib challenge anti you on that one. Andre, what was it?
There was a repetition of not A and not A, right one after the other.
Not A and not A. Yes, I thought it was also a repetition of something else, but that one's correct, Andre. You keep the subject. I'm sorry, you'll get the subject back and have a point for a correct challenge. Jazz... 13 seconds, starting now.
The frontline instrumentalists intertwine the melody, and then one takes over. Occasionally, the bass player of the rhythm section is allowed to perform on his own.
You were very lucky there, Andre, because Clement Freud challenged you just on your bum-dum-dum-dum-dum, and the bell went after the first boom. Otherwise, you're dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. You're definitely repetitious. Whoever speaks in this game when the whistle goes, which tells us, by the way, that 60 seconds is up, gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Andre Melle, so she has a commanding lead at the end of the first round. Kenneth Williams, will you begin the second round? The subject, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. What do you mean, on? Can you talk to us about those two characters for 60 seconds, starting now?
They derived from a novel which was a load of rubbish about a man who, after taking some sort of potion, became another person. And this gave rise to another lot of idiotic ideas connected with the modern word in psychology, schizophrenia, which actually perpetrated...
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Schizophrenia, I didn't care.
I didn't say scritz, your great nit. How dare you put words in my mouth, honey? I don't know where they've been, anyway.
Schizophrenia or schizophrenia, I still think we knew what you meant. 44 seconds for you, Kenneth. with another point on the subject of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde starting now.
And, of course, the idea was that they both represented the sides, so to speak, of the same coin. That one day you could have goodness and that at another period, evil. In fact, the turnabout was accomplished with a whole mass of hair. He became hirsute to a degree, and these teeth, which were normally quite like dentures, became fangish, and horrible sort of mucus gathered about the lips, do you see? There was a sort of hydration.
Clement Freud, challenge you.
Repetition of sort of.
Yes, there was a repetition of sort of, which is a bit mean, but it was an accurate challenge, so you gain a point, Clement, and there are 9 seconds for Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
He leaves it till there's 9 seconds. Have you noticed that, Peter? Have you noticed that, Peter?
Yes, I have noticed
that. It's wicked, isn't it? You see, it makes you do all the work, and then he comes in on the end. He's only got 9 seconds to fill in, hasn't he? I don't call that willing, do you? No. Peter, what do you think, Peter?
Week after week, I try to work out how he does this.
There you are.
I can't understand.
Well, last week you got in after on 4 seconds a couple of times, Peter.
Yeah, but you didn't allow it. I remember, you know. I remembered all week. It's been rankling. Rankling.
It's been a long week
night
for all of us,
night,
hasn't it?
I've been thinking about it.
What was the challenge now? Yes, sort of. And, Clement, I agree with the challenge. There are 9 seconds left for Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, starting now.
There was a film of this name which I saw in a cinema in Totnes, Devon, which featured Spencer Tracy, now deceased, in which Ingrid Bergman...
On this occasion, Clement Freud was speaking when the whistle went, so he gained that extra point, and he's now taken the lead alongside André Melle. Peter Jones, your turn to begin. In fact, Peter Jones, your turn to hear from you. The best day of my life. Can you tell us about that in 60 seconds, Peter, starting now?
Well, I am an incurable optimist, obviously, or I wouldn't be here week after week. The best day of...
Clement Freud has challenged. Why?
Repetition.
You're an incurable optimist, Peter, otherwise you wouldn't think of phrases like that to say in just a minute.
No, I know. Most unfortunate.
But actually, week after week, we cannot let go by, and Clement Freud got in, and I agree with the challenge. So, Clement, you take a point, and there are 54 seconds left. The best day of my life, Clement, starting now.
Day after day.
Who was to say that Clement Freud isn't sporting? So you want to justify that?
You may repeat any word on the phrase, on the card. We always establish.
Clement, Ian Messler, you thought of the game. Can he do that?
He's absolutely right, yes.
Thank goodness you're here beside me. So he very cleverly said something which produced a challenge from André Melle, and is an incorrect challenge. It means that Clement, of course, gains a point, keeps the subject, the best day of my life, and there are 52 seconds left, starting now.
Was the 18th of August, 1965, because on this auspicious morning, I awoke to an alarm clock, rose, had grape nuts with milk and brown sugar, and then went outside, mounted a bus, and...
Kenneth Williams, this challenge you.
Well, you can't mount a bus.
Horse, yes, I'll agree with a horse, but not
a
bat.
I think the picture of Clement Freud sitting astride a bus is... He may have done some devious things in his time, but I don't think astride a bus, no. You may say colloquially mount a bus, but nobody else does. Most people say they get on a bus, Clement, so I'm going to give it against you. Kenneth has a point on the subject. 35 seconds left for the best day of my life, Kenneth, starting now.
The best day of my life in my conscious memory, and I use the term advisedly, brothers. Brothers and sisters, I
Clement
speak...
Clement, I just challenge you.
What's his challenge?
What's your challenge?
Brothers and brothers.
Brothers. You were being too brotherly. Clement Freud has a point, and he has 24 seconds for the best day of my life, starting now.
Shortly after noon, the public conveyance on which I was mounted pulled in...
Peter Jones has challenged you. Why?
Well, he keeps mounting these conveyances, and it doesn't seem right. I think on a breakfast of grape nuts, which he admit he had, he couldn't even attempt it.
Repetitious.
Yes.
You've given a different connotation to the mounting now, haven't you, Peter?
Well, I...
Repetition. Definitely repetition.
So what's your challenge?
Well, what can I have?
Devious. I'm repetition.
Deviousness, yes.
No, we've had the mounting repetition. He had the word mount before, didn't he?
Yes.
It's also devious anyway. He's trying to maintain, actually, that he's not being devious by using the word mounting a bus. So I disagree. Peter, you have a point, and you have...
I didn't say I was on a bus.
Yes, it's all right. Peter has a... Jones has a point. A well-deserved point.
Yes.
And he's well in the game now. He has 1 point. And there are 17 seconds for you. The best day of my life, Peter, starting now.
The best day of my life will be tomorrow when Clement Freud wakes me up on the telephone and tells me that I've won this game and congratulates me. And then flowers and fruit, baskets of them, will arrive from Kenneth Williams. And then Andre Melly will arrive in person. And we shall play...
Andre Melly has challenged you. Why?
Two arrives.
You have a point. You arrived twice, and which was too much for Peter. So you get a point. 2 seconds left for the best day of my life, starting now.
Is today, because I am someone who is able to live in the moment.
So Andre Melly was speaking then with the whistle when she gained the extra point, and she's crept up on Clement Freud, which she may not have wanted to do, but she's only now 1 point behind him, but Clement's still in the lead. And Clement, it is your turn to begin. The subject, the animal I would be if I were not human. Can you have a little moment's thought and tell us in 60 seconds the animal I would be if I were not human? Starting now.
The animal I would be a hedgehog, because I could then not be mounted, which I understand is objectionable to the other members of the team. As a...
Kenneth Williams is why you challenge.
You seem to come to a halt. It seems to be
He is so knocked about this mounting business.
No.
He's so convinced that he's allowed to mount a bus when we think he shouldn't be astride it.
Just
he's
going to mount a hairbrush.
It very cleverly, but unsuccessfully. Kenneth, you have a correct challenge, a point, and you have 44 seconds for the animal I would be if I were not human, starting now.
I would like to be, and I assume that's what this question really means. I would.
Peter Jones has challenged you. Why?
He's making three or four syllables out of one syllable words again.
So?
Well, it's a kind of way of hesitating without stopping making a noise.
Would you like... Would you like us to say hesitation?
Yes.
Obviously.
Hesitation?
Yes, but I mean, you've got... The audience... Go no further, Peter, because the audience obviously agree with your challenge. So
oh, well, thank you very much. I would like to say I do appreciate this. It's very kind of you all.
So, P. Jones, the animal I would be if I were not human, starting now.
I would be our children's cat. We feed her regularly. Children open tins of...
Kenneth Williams' challenge.
Well, he said children twice.
Yes, he did say children before. Yes, Kenneth, I agree with that challenge. You take over the subject, and there are 19 seconds for the animal I would be if I were not human, starting now.
A beautiful leopard with that natural grace those animals possess, in my view, to a greater degree than any other zoological specimen.
I would like very much to be a parrot to talk like that.
I must say, Kenneth, you gain a lot of points on the animal thing. In fact, everybody gained points on the animal question, but Kenneth Williams gained so many that he has now leapt into the lead alongside Clement Freud. It is Andre Melly's turn to begin. Andre, the subject now is the art of being feminine. So can you talk to us on the subject? Somebody has sensed what could happen in this particular round. Andre, the art of being feminine, 60 seconds, starting now.
Smell nice. This is most important. And grooming. Take particular care of your toenails, each and every one. There are many products on the market now, cosmetics, to make sure that you are alluring, feminine, and charming at all times. But there are other things, like
Peter Jones got in first. What was your challenge, Peter?
Hesitation.
An undoubted hesitation. Do you notice all these raspberries she blows when she hesitates? It's
reflex.
Peter Jones, you're creeping up. You have gained another point, and you have 38 seconds on the art of being feminine. Starting now.
Well, I'm all against the sexes polarizing as they are and getting more different. I want to bring them both together.
And it's awfully important that women shouldn't rely on teasing and flirting and generally affecting helplessness when, in fact...
Andre Melichuk.
As a member of the Woman's Lib, I absolutely resent and object to that kind of thing. I call it completely devious.
It probably is, but it wasn't deviating from the subject on the card.
That is not being feminine.
The art of being feminine can be interpreted in whichever way you like, and to Peter Jones, that's the way he sees it. It's obviously quite different to the way you see it. Before you hit him over the head for having different ideas to you, can I award him a point and continue the game with 21 seconds on the art of being feminine, Peter, starting now?
Well, I was saying that that's what it wasn't.
Andre Melly challenged.
Repetition. He said that's what he was saying.
No, he said that's what
well,
it
I wasn't.
Wasn't
saying.
So he has another point, and he has... Your emotions will take you into great trouble,
yeah,
Andre.
It's just because I'm so fond of him, I want him to get lots of points.
You're obviously a very good actress too, Andre. Peter has now 18 points.
18?
He has 18 seconds to continue with the art of being feminine starting now.
And the one thing that the women...
Clement Freud challenged.
I'm very fond of him as well. I'd like him.
I almost feel tempted to award you a point for a good challenge instead of giving it to the point Clement Freud would like to give a point to Peter Jones. So, we're all friends here, so I'm sure it'll be gratefully accepted. And he will continue with the subject for 17 seconds, Peter, the art of being feminine, starting now.
And the one thing that the women's lib people haven't been able to get across to the general public is the fact that men will be...
Clement Freud has challenged one.
Repetition of fact.
Yes, there was more than one fact there. I could understand, having started again, you had to bring the fact in. I didn't know what the fact was, actually, but still, Clement Freud has a point on this occasion, and there are 11 seconds on the art of being feminine, Clement, starting now.
Where's manifestation of femininity? Could be, no,
on Peter Jones's challenge, why?
Hesitation. Long hesitation.
Yes, but I must...
well, Kenneth Williams put his arm round him, I saw that.
I was about to tell the listeners that that is what actually happened.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
It didn't happen. My arm's on the back of this chair. It's not on him at all.
Kenneth was illustrating the art of being feminine right then.
Well, I don't think Clement Freud...
completely inhibited Clement Freud, and I think, to be fair, he was inhibited...
Clement Freud's never been inhibited in his life. Last week he told us about these adventures, that woman with a glass eye in the aisle. Never been inhibited, have you, love?
No,
never been
inhibited, have you?
I tell you what I'll do. I will let the audience be the judge on this. If you think that it was unfair that Clement Freud was intimidated, shall I say, when so he rather dried up on his challenge, if you think it's all within the game and he should have kept going irrespective, then, other words, if you agree with Peter's challenge, will you cheer? And if you disagree and you're on Clement Freud's side here, will you boo? And you all do it together now. That you should have kept going in spite of intimidations, Clement. So that means Peter Jones has another point, and there are 6 seconds, Peter, on the art of being feminine starting now.
And so forget all this business about saying it with flowers and soft music in romantic restaurants.
Peter Jones, the art of being feminine has taken you into the lead. With Andre Melle's aggressive help beside you, with the audience on your side, and with Clement Freud being intimidated, you got a number of points in that round, and you now lead Clement Freud by 2, and the subject is now with you, Kenneth Williams, and the subject for you now, after that, from the art of being feminine, the subject is power. Could you talk to us about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
This, of course, has been remarked upon by Lord Acton, and nobody has expressed it in a better fashion, that absolute power corrupts absolutely. And this is an...
Andre Melly challenge first.
Hesitation.
Yes, alas, yes. He got tongue-tied, so it's hesitation. 41 seconds on power, Andre, starting now.
This is something that men are particularly interested in public life and sometimes in private. Something that we women don't quite understand. Why is it necessary for them to wield power? Is there something else lacking?
Clement Freud, a challenge. Why?
It was the third something.
Yes.
Something. I quite agree there was something before. 25 seconds for you, Clement, on power, starting now.
It has three prongs as opposed to an electric light plug, which only has two. I don't really understand the deeper points of electricity, but I'm always told that if you have an electric fire, a cooker, possibly an ironing board which works off the main...
Kenneth Williams, you've challenged. Why?
It's utterly boring.
It may be, but he wasn't deviating from power.
No, I just wanted to get a knock.
Well, I would be careful because everybody's very, very close at this stage in the game. I disagree with your challenge. He does gain a point, and he has 7 seconds to continue with power, starting now.
We once lived in a bungalow which was DC, but we then got alternative current in a house.
Well, Clement Freud was speaking again when the whistle went. He got an extra point for Kenneth's challenge. So he now has a lead of one over Peter Jones at the end of that round. Kenneth and Andre are equal in third place, just a little way behind. So it's very, very exciting, and I think we're getting towards the end of the show. But we certainly have time for one more round. Peter Jones, it's your turn to begin, and the subject is happiness. Can you talk to us about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, I know it's something that you can't successfully find. You have to come across it when you're trying to do something else. In other words, it is a kind of byproduct of a task or even some effort that one is making in the course of one's normal life, or abnormal, if it so happens that it is something that happened in that way.
They were very kind, but Clement Freud couldn't let it go any longer. You challenged Clement. Why?
Repetition.
Of what?
Something.
And something else, yes. Clement, you have a point for a correct challenge. 35 seconds on happiness, starting now.
One of the saddest things about happiness is that it can't buy money. But there are other attributes which are equally distressing. For instance, it doesn't matter how happy one is, with Kenneth Williams sitting next to one, every now and again putting his left arm onto my left knee.
Andre Melly has challenged. Why?
His left arm on his left knee.
Mm. I had to do it for accuracy's sake.
15 seconds for Andre Melly, having gained another point on happiness, starting now.
The important thing in life is to know when you've got it and appreciate it to the full. So many of us miss the opportunity and only afterwards...
Peter Jones has challenged. Why?
Well, she says so many of us miss the opportunity. Now, who is she speaking for?
You think it's devious because...
Well, I don't want to be in that category. I don't feel that
think...
I have missed these opportunities. I mean, there haven't been very many, but believe me, I've always taken them with both hands.
Words, you think it is devious to say that so many people miss the opportunity.
Well,
you,
of course,
you think so many
of us, she said, so many of us. So she means you as well, you know. And old Freud there and Kenneth.
You think that the majority of people don't miss the opportunity?
Well, certainly.
Absolutely.
They don't.
Well, if you were on that basis, often. You have a correct challenge.
Ah, thank you very much.
So
good.
You have a point.
What's
and you
the subject?
Don't give yourself away, Peter. There are 3 seconds on happiness with you, Peter Jones, starting now.
It's a wonderful thing.
Happiness is indeed a wonderful thing, and we enjoy it very much, and we find it here on Just a Minute. And there's a very happy moment today because the... Well, I'll tell you the score in reverse order. Kenneth Williams was only just in fourth place. Andre Melly was only 1 point ahead in third place. Clement Freud was a few points ahead, but he was alongside our winner who has played the game less than anybody else, Peter Jones. Joint winners this week, Peter Jones and Clement Freud. Thank you very much for joining us on this particular edition of Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.